We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, Lakers Nation. Welcome into the LakersNation.com podcast. Make sure you are following us over on YouTube. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button as well as over on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever it is that you listen to podcasts. Joining me today, we've got a special guest, Lakers guard Austin Reeves. Austin, thanks so much for coming on here.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for having me.
So, Austin, it's been a little bit since we talked to you. And last time we spoke, you talked a little bit about starting, and that wasn't necessarily a huge concern of yours, whether you were getting minutes as a starter or not. But now you've taken on a starting role. In fact, you've started 10 games at this point. How's that been for you? How are you liking moving into the starting lineup?
I mean, it's an amazing feeling, just for me personally. Like I said earlier in the year, starting really doesn't matter. Being an undrafted rookie, it's like the cherry on the top for me. It makes it a little surreal. Like I said earlier, the start isn't the whole thing, but it definitely feels good.
Is there any different approach for you as far as starting versus coming off the bench? I mean, playing with a different lineup, all of that sort of stuff?
Not really. It's still basically the same thing. Just trying to make the right play at all times and give 110% is the main thing.
And so here we are. We're through the bulk of the season right now. Your rookie season, it's drawing closer to an end. We'll see how far the Lakers go come playoff time and all of that. Is there anything, looking back at this point, is there anything that surprised you about this NBA season with the Lakers? Like anything, if you could go back in time and talk to yourself before the season started, anything you would have given yourself a heads up about?
Probably just the length of the year. Like we're 65, 70 games in. That's the most I've ever played in a year. Of course, I mean, college is only 36, 35 at max. So just the length and just taking care of your body and doing the right things to give yourself an opportunity to feel good every night would be the main thing. But I mean, I'm fortunate enough to have vets that, I mean, have played in the league for a really long time. So they've been preaching that since day one.
A lot of players talk about hitting a rookie wall. Did you ever feel like that was something that you ran into?
I feel like maybe a couple weeks before All-Star break, just mentally I was wearing down a little bit, but All-Star break was a real boost for my home, seeing family and friends. So, I felt like it was definitely getting there mentally, but that break helped a lot.
You know, something that I've been wanting to ask you about, and we're seeing this now, especially when you're with the starters. We see a lot of switch hunting in the NBA, a lot of teams that are looking to try to isolate one player one-on-one defensively. And if you look, all of your advanced stats show you as one of, if not the best defenders on the team. And yet we see fairly consistently other teams target you on the defensive end of the floor, try to get you in one-on-one situations. Does that bother you at all? Do you have any idea why it is that they try to go at you particular on defense, despite the numbers showing that you are really good defensively?
No, it doesn't bother me at all. I mean, the numbers can back it up, and if it if the numbers are good, then we'll take it as a team, and we'll keep living with what they're doing. But as of why they do it, I mean, they probably see me and look at my frame and probably think that I'm not can't really move my feet like that. But at the end of the day, I just compete and, you know, just do whatever I can do to help our team.
Speaking of the team, it's been a rough season, certainly. In the last 10 games, winning two of them, not where the team wants to be. How's the morale like for the team right now? I'd have to imagine there's got to be at least a little bit of frustration.
Yeah, I mean, there's always frustration when you're losing games. Nobody wants to lose. Everybody's professionals and have won at a high rate for basically their whole careers. So losing is definitely frustrating. But as a team, we're sticking through it, through all of it. Everybody enjoys being around everybody. We have fun together. Playgrounds are fun and the locker room is fun. But, I mean, like I said, losing is frustrating. We just got to figure out what we can do to get over that hump and really just attack however many games we have left.
You know, Coach Vogel was talking about recently that he's been concerned about the psyche of the team in terms of getting down big in a game and then having to battle back and that being a consistent theme and just kind of the mental toll that takes. Is that something that you've struggled with individually? And then as far as the team goes, how do you guys approach that and trying to prevent that from happening in the future?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a very common thing that's happened. I mean, first, second quarters, we've gotten down big. I know the last two, we've been down, I think, right at 20 to end the first quarter, both games. But, it's hard to come back from something like that. But at that point, as a team, you just got to put your head down and keep working and do the little things that you can do to push forward and chip away at leads like that. And then in the future, we just got to come out with a sense of urgency and literally just play. I mean, the first 5 minutes of the game, like it's third quarter or fourth quarter, so we don't put ourselves in those situations. Because, I mean, I know the last two games, the second, third, fourth, like we've outscored whoever we're playing. I mean, it was Phoenix and then the other night.
Toronto.
But it was the first quarter that killed us both of those games. So just coming out in that first quarter and with more of a sense of urgency and just being ready to compete from the get-go.
There was a rumor that went around about a week ago that some reporters were hearing that some guys were kind of already, you know, frustrated to the point where they're looking ahead to the end of the season. Has that been your experience at all, or are guys still pretty locked in your mind?
No, that's not. I mean, no, everybody's professionals in the locker room. Mm-hmm. Everybody takes it day by day and does what they can do to help our team. Everybody, I mean, even guys that haven't been playing that much, they still keep their head down, work, do the work that they need to do to keep themselves prepared. And everybody's really at this point just trying to come together and figure out what we can do to get over this hump and get things rolling towards these last 15 or so games.
Okay, so within Lakers Nation, there's been a lot of discussion lately about playing smaller, playing with LeBron at center, and now you've got a lot of experience in the starting lineup with LeBron at the five, and there's been big debates. Is this a good thing moving forward or not? And there's kind of pros and cons to it. You're on the floor. What do you see? What's your take on that, the way it plays out? Do you like playing in these smaller lineups? Do you think it's advantageous to have a big out on the floor? What do you think?
Like you said, there's pros and cons. When we play small, we're able to switch one through five and kind of speed up everything. But it obviously gives us a little disadvantage on, rebounding and They got a big like DeAndre Ayton that is really good with his low hook shot floaters. It makes it tough for us smaller guards myself to even contest those. But on the other hand, you can do a lot more in transition playing. I mean, Brown at the five is basically he's a point guard, and if you get him switched on another five, then I mean that's a big advantage for us. So. I mean, there's pros and cons to it, like you said. I don't prefer one way or the other. Coach puts a lineup out there, and I just go play.
It's been interesting to see how it's all kind of come together and developed. How do you see the rest of this season playing out? I mean, we're getting here near the end, and then we're probably looking at you know, the play-in tournament and then moving into the playoffs. What do you want to see as far as how things finish out for the remainder of the season?
I just want to see us compete, and play every game like it's our last, regardless if we lose our next five, if we win our next five, just have the same approach to every game. And then if we get in the play-in or whatever it is, going into the playoffs, then, I mean, we just continue to do the same thing, take every game one game at a time, and whatever happens, happens. But if we come in and we compete and we play as hard as possible, I mean, I'm really firm believer of what we have on the team and what we can do.
Now, moving forward with the team, have they given you, obviously you're in the starting lineup, have they given you any indication that your contract will be picked up for next year as far as that team option? I'd have to imagine it's most likely since you've been in the starting lineup, but has anything been confirmed with you?
No, nothing. We haven't had any talks about that. I think everybody's really just focused on right now and figuring out what we can do to get rolling.
All right. Now, also, I want to finish with this. You know, a lot of attention has been made on your defensive capabilities, what you've been doing out there on that side of the ball. Has there been any particular matchup that you look at over the course of this season and you think, man, this was the kind of matchup that I was looking forward to when I got into the NBA? Was there that one guy that you were really hoping to get to go against that you got to defend this year?
I mean, there's a couple. I mean, Steph, of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, Paul George. I mean, really all the guys that have been all-stars and guys that are very solidified in the league. You always have like a feeling of like excitement of playing those types of guys. But I know at least I do. I always want to play the best players and, you know, see where I stack up and see what I can do against them. I mean, Steph is probably the most fun just because of the way he plays, how hard he plays, how much mm-hmm. he moves. It's literally a mental, physical grind the whole game, chasing him around, trying to make it difficult for him. And I remember, I think it was third quarter in that game, I'm sitting there thinking like, yeah, I'm doing a pretty good job. And I look up and I think he's got like 23 or 24. I'm like, oh, shit. Well, you know, I did all I can do.
He's certainly a tough one to stop, and it's, you know, a blink of an eye and he's putting up a ton of points. Speaking of a ton of points, LeBron right now neck and neck for the lead for points scored. For him to bring home the scoring title this year, is that a topic of conversation at all? I know you guys are focused on wins, but at 37 years old, the prospect of LeBron bringing home the scoring title, that's got to be something that's at least a little bit on your mind, right?
It's not really talked about. I mean, I'm sure everybody's seen, what is he at 29.7 or something. I think mm-hmm. I seen it on Instagram or something a couple of days ago. I mean, it would be awesome. I mean, I'm pretty sure he said back in 2010 that he could win the scoring title basically any year he wanted to. And he's, you know, how old is he? 37? I mean, yeah. He acts like he's 27, but you know, he's still out there. I mean, doing stuff that people can only dream of doing. So it would be great for him to get that. I hope he gets it, because him scoring points like that means we're doing things right.
That's right. Well, Austin, I want to thank you for taking the time and coming on here. And I do want to finish with this. The last time we had you on, the next game, I believe it was the next game, was the game winner against Dallas. So I think that, okay, that bodes well for your upcoming matchup here here with the Wolves. I think we gotta make sure we mention that.
Hopefully it's not a close game and we're blowing them out. But I mean, if that happens, I won't be mad either.
Sounds good. All right, Austin, thank you so much for taking the time to come on here. Good luck against the Wolves and for the remainder of the season, and we'll check in again real soon.
Sounds good. Appreciate you for having me.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.